Welcome to Starfleet Universe On Call. I am Paul Franz, owner of Franz Games. I run SFB Online, FedCom Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just remind how to join us by TalkCast every Thursday night starting 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either call on the phone, just dial 605-562-0444. Just follow the directions. The call ID is 177-02. Are you going to participate on the web? Just go to the TalkShoe website at www.talkshoe.com. Search for call ID 177-02. Or Starfleet Universe On Call, or SFU On Call. They should work to find us there. But if you want the best online experience, what you want to do is you want to go to twitch.tv. Yes, twitch.tv/SFU On Call. And you can join us there and join the chat room and watch my lovely face and listen to my lovely voice. And then probably puke. Moving on, moving forward. And of course, this lovely TalkCast gets turned to podcasts available on iTunes and very other feeds around the net. The quick news from AB this week. You know, not much going on, at least that's been announced. Steve Petrick, I'm sure, is still working on the Orion Master Starship book. Also, when it comes to found on the online store this week is the Romulan Armada Unity Edition. And that's $16.95. Uncloak and start with From the Shadows. A Meeting of Empires as a famous game system joins the SFU Starfleet Universe Romulan Armada was done by a joint venture between Emerald Design Bureau and Majestic 12 Games. This 84-page rulebook includes essential star model rules, you know, the ones that are necessary to run the game, 37 starships, Romulan Federation and Gorn, and 8 bases, Romulan, Gorn, Federation, Klingon, Xynthi, and Tholian. And then complete rules to bring the Starfleet Universe alive in the Star Armada game system. This fast-playing game easily handles squadrons of ships as they encounter their enemies and battle to see who is indeed the best commander. Ships included are the Federation Battlecruiser, the Cordat-class Dreadnought, and Strike Cruiser, the Romulan Dreadnoughts, the Behemoth and the Condor class, the Heavy Cruiser, Fast Hawk, Firehawk, and Kestrel classes, also the command cruisers, you know, the Conqueror, Nova Hawk, and Royal Hawk cruisers classes. I mean, Gorn heavy battle cruiser, command cruiser, and medium cruiser, battle stations from the Gorn Romulan, model mobile bases from the Federation, Gorn, Klingons, Zindis, Romulans, and Tholians, and an arm priority transport, and also many, many other ships are included in that. So if you like Star Armada, this is the one to get. And if you want a quicker way of playing in the Starfleet Universe, this is really good for that. Moving onward and forward to the SFB Online tournament. Yes, we still have the Sapphire Star 16 tournament is still going on. We have the semifinal game of Jeff Clark versus Stephen McCann still being played. They've gone through a few turns and they played last Friday. I got to record a little bit of it. Unfortunately, I wasn't quite set up properly, so it stopped recording after like the first 5 minutes. So, whatever. Sorry. I don't have more of that. But anyway, moving onward and forward. You know, they've got that going, and hopefully they'll be able to complete their game soon. It was a very close game. I might be able to bring up the game later on. I just have to find the time to do it. Hopefully I'll have a little bit of time before, when we actually start the podcast, because I'm doing this a little beforehand, just to let you know, when it's behind the scenes kind of things. And moving onward and forward, when it comes to the library, not much progress there. There looks like there's some missing ships that need to be added, and they'll probably work on because there's a campaign that wants to use those ships. Therefore, they'll be worked on, especially when one of the people that's in the campaign is one of the people that usually works on the library, you know, Frank LeMay. So hopefully we'll have those. Those are our Carnivans, are the things that are missing. There are actually some that don't quite work right. I will have to look at to see why they're not loading properly. And when it comes to Federation Commander Library, no progress there. We're still waiting on those two ships. And with that is the news for this week. it's the only all Paul fans welcoming you to Star for the Universe on call. And tonight, well, it's just me at the moment. Looks like I might actually have, yes, Dave is here. So at least I'm not completely all alone. But I am here, and I'm, don't mind me. And turn it down the volume because I don't think you guys want to hear an echo. Well, okay, well, expected Doug to be here, but obviously Doug's not here. That's fine. We can go on without him at the moment. Oh, I think we might have just found Doug. There he is. Hey, Doug.
Hello. Good evening.
Evening.
Live and started.
Yes, we are live. We're live. Started. Rocking and rolling. You're late.
Oopsie. Sorry.
That's okay. It's like past 9:30 and I'm the only person I'm going, okay. It might be a very lonely night. It's a hard day's night. That's a different song.
Yeah. Yeah, I just had a little something hold me up there.
Understood. Well, hopefully you didn't need to hold something else up, like a wall. But since I actually had time to actually grab a copy of the backup file, because I was in the game room when the game started, which was Moose versus Spartan. We talked about it a little bit last week, and I didn't get to record the whole thing. I know what I need to do now, which is if I want to record it, I need to make sure that the screen doesn't go to sleep. The computer was still running, the screen went to sleep, so it stopped after 8 minutes. Well, it stopped recording what was on the screen after 8 minutes. It kept on recording for all the full 4 hours. But after the 8 minutes, there's nothing. So it's kind of pointless to show that video at all in my mind. But we do have, one, the game, which means that we have the logs, because the logs these days are saved as part of the game. So I figured... Don't mind me? Okay. Not sure what that one was for. Oh, did someone else join Discord?
Can the client run it through the game to recreate it for you?
Nope, no. It doesn't record the game. But we have the log. So we can at the very least see what led up to where they currently are. Because we do have what the ships currently look like. They've already been announced how much damage and so forth. But we at least can look at the log and see what happened. Now, I had a chance just a little bit before the podcast began to look at the log a little bit, and the one thing that caught me directly was this. Right here. Which is basically first turn. Okay, we have Julius, which is Spartan's ship, is going for speed 14. Box, which is Moose's ship, is going 31. Big surprise that he's going 31. You know, because I'm sure what Steven wants to do is get in the middle of the board and take control of the center of the board. That makes perfect sense. That's what you want to do.
Or overrun his opponent.
Or overrun the opponent, yes. Now, the first thing that happens, impulse one of turn one, the Robin Cloaks.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that and went, what? Because, the segment is activate the activate cloaking device, and the orders are cloak plus one, which means he's beginning to cloak, so he has the plus one on the range. Okay, and he doesn't announce it for the rest of it. I'm assuming. Okay, there it is. Impulse 7. Okay, one throw. Okay, so he has a possibility of one throw a lock on, and he loses lock on. Oh, right there. So he loses lock on. So he's now completely under at this point. And they're going, you know, going speed 31. I don't see. Oh, there it is. He's coming straight in. You know, 806D is the box. Julius is coming in slowly. He's coming towards him. He's side slipping in this way.
That's so very different than the last several games.
Yeah, because what happened is Steven is around here, and the Romulan, which starts at 25:30, is around here. You know, he's coming a little bit closer, but he's under full cloak. And they keep closing. Yeah, he's 25. He's at 17:11. He's coming straight in. Actually, looks like he's side slipping out a little bit. And the Romulan is still coming close with side slipping towards the center of the map slowly. Then, whoa. Then Steven, he turns. I thought that was a change to speed 16. I was like, no, it's just changing facing. So he actually turns to direction C, which is, since he's coming down, he's turning into the center of the board. So this is he turned here. So 17:13. So he is right here. And he's heading this direction at that moment in time. Now, this, just to let you know, this right here, this is at the end of turn three. So this, I'm just let you know, that's the final result is there. Actually, I thought about actually extracting the log and creating, you know, trying to duplicate, but I didn't have time to work on that project, because on Sunday I went out to see Dune Part 2, so I was gone for like 5 hours, because the movie is like 3 hours long. And then we have. Was it worth it? Cinematographically being, yes. Story wise, so. You know, the scenes and so forth, they're gorgeous. Did they stick to the story?
No. Sort of, maybe.
Kind of. The one thing that is, it's been a while since I've read the book. I mean, back college days. That tells you how long ago it was. And college is, what, 30 years ago? Yeah, around 30 years ago. 35 years ago. So, my memory might be pretty much. Which is the relationship between Paul Atreides and the Fremen that he basically falls in love with. I don't remember it being that way, but I might. You know, it's more contentious a relationship to a certain degree. You know, so I don't remember that as being part of the book, but I could be wrong. And I'm sure if someone wants to, they can easily correct me. Please tell me. Okay, but anyway,
okay.
Moving onward. Okay, at this point, it looks like halfway through turn impulse 19, it's. He's moving turn F. So he's coming up from the bottom, which is direction A. So he turns towards the wind. So he turns into him. And this is at Hex 2023. So at that point, 2023 and 1814. So 1814 Seed is here, and he's down here. This is where the Romulan is, down this hex, down here. And forgive me, I forget about one thing, which is I'm going to need to shrink the window a little bit, because I forgot that the bottom of this window gets cut off. There. Okay, just make sure everyone can see it. Oops, wrong thing. There. Okay, by the end of the turn, yeah, pretty close, yeah, I agree there, because here on Impulse 23, you got 2024 versus 1918. It looks like he turned back to direction D, so he's facing directly down again. The 1918 to 2022. There it is. So you got 2022 right here versus 1918. So 2022 is right here, and 1918 is right there. So they're pretty close. Now, I've not seen any decloaking, so it seems like he is still cloaked. Okay, he turns. Okay, that right here.
My memory is the Romulan limited on how many turns they can cloak, or how many impulses?
Yes. For the whole game? Now the thing is, I don't think it is for non cloak versus cloak. I think it only applies to cloak versus cloak. But even so, there is a point where you can be called for non-engagement.
Right.
And
well, it looks like he's just trying, he could be just trying to prevent the wind from building up a drone wave.
That's possible. Also, it might be a way to basically, at the moment, Impulse 26, the first turn, they're one hex apart. 1922 to 1921. So there, you got wind here coming straight down, and you got the Romulan right here. So now, obviously, the Romulan is still under cloak, because if it wasn't under cloak, we would have a lot more action.
What come, impulse is it?
This is Impulse 26 of turn number one. See? Oops, and I've got to remember to do that. Okay. Nope. Okay, let me just bring it up a little bit. Okay, this one, okay. I can actually bring it down a little bit. Okay, I think that will be fine right there. Okay.
I just realized something.
What's that?
If he uncloaks at range 1 or 0.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets tractored. He gets an automatic lock on to the guy tractoring him, and he can launch everything.
Wow, I gotta look that up. Case.
Okay, I could be wrong.
Understood.
That could be the tactic.
Okay, and basically, he changes speed 17, and then they fly by each other. And end the turn right here. So
how far apart?
Okay, now Steven is going down here towards the corner at 25, 20. Let's do this. Make it easy for myself. Which is, so Steven is at 22, 25, which is going to be right here. And then Julius, which is the Romulan Firehawk is 1919. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So they're 8 hexes apart, and they're flying in opposite directions. Well, at this point, Julius is going straight up. And you got the wind going towards the corner. So, and what happens? Big surprise. He starts immediately on turn one. He deactivates his cloak. Though I have to be honest, that's one of the things I have to look up when it comes to the rules. If he didn't pay for cloak, I don't remember if there's actually a rule when it comes to, if you don't pay for cloak, obviously you immediately start decloaking. But I almost think you had to announce that you're decloaking, you know, before during Impulse 1.
Oh.
You know.
I don't know on that one.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that either.
Some things you have to do, like disruptor cannons and disruptors.
Yeah. You have to discharge those at the end of the turn, yeah.
Yeah, and you have to announce it.
Right. Oh, yeah. And how much energy was in them.
I'm not sure about the cloak.
Yep. I'm not sure either. It's like...
I have the rules. I'll look it up and tell you, but I don't, so...
Yeah, I don't have... I can look it up, but I don't think it's really worth the time. Obviously, he's decloaking. He's raising... And he said, big surprise, I'm raising my active fire control as part of the decloaking process. This, you know, because in theory, you could actually decloak and not activate your fire control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could decloak and weasel if you wanted to.
Yep. And looks like Steven's still going towards the center. And, sorry, Jeff still going... Right now, he's like in the middle of the board, the 2017, and going up. So he's going that way. So it's 2017, he's all the way up here.
What arcs are they in for each other?
Well, basically, the wind is in the rear arc of the Romulan. Firehawk, and it's around the same thing.
The wind's pretty much 360. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Though now
you, it can for the side-mounted weapons, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it looks like on Impulse 5, they both turn to Direction B, which is this was done backwards. Actually, he turned. On this impulse. But still, this is kind of backwards.
Wow.
Steven didn't have to move until after Jeff moved. But then I'm going both direction B. So he's 2116 going up here towards the upper corner. And Steven at the 2524. So he's here, heading right here again. So they're running parallel courses. They keep going. Yeah, they're still flying directly B. And then... Ooh! Ew! And at this point, looks like he turns to 22. So he's all the way up 2922 right here. And the Romulan, who's facing direction B, is 2516. So 2516 is right here.
Were there fries involved? Sorry, sweetie just brought me a milkshake.
Okay.
She took the boys out to McDonald's to get the shamrock shaky things.
Ah, okay. And 2920. So basically, what happens? The Romulan launches two plasma S's. Ah, yes, the obvious pseudo torpedoes. I don't think that's quite the case, but we'll find out soon enough, I think. Okay, they're going. So Ryman's still heading directly for the upper left-hand, oh, sorry, upper right-hand corner. I apologize. And he sides something away. The wind sides something away. Okay, just checking the local zinni. And getting close. Oh, tough part is for this is they're 28, 17, and he's 31, 21. 31, 20, sorry, 31, 20. 31, 20, 28, 17. So 28, 17 is right here, and 30, 21, 30, 20 is right here, 31, 20 is here. So they're slowly closing. Then he's thinking, turns to direction B. So it looks like they close in the range of 15 to be a couple of hexes off. So 32, 18 versus 32, 18 here, right here. That's 31, 18, isn't it? The 32, 18 is right here. That's 32, 18. And he's going, still going in the direction up. And 30, 17 is right here. That's okay. It's 32, 18. Sorry. 32, 18 is here. And 30, 17 is here. So they're going now, they're kind of going the same direction. And then he moves directly up. They get closer. And okay, then he launches four drones. Don't know what kind, there's four drones. And he phasers with the Gatling, because the Gatling's on that side. And all three phaser threes at the A torpedo. Yeah, got all the love and 13 off. Yep. Okay. And it hits. And the plasma A is real. And the plasma B is real. No, it's fake. No, this is fake and this is fake. They're both. Oh Which is the joke that Steven said earlier. Oh, yeah, obviously, two pseudo torpedoes. Well, they were two pseudo torpedoes. Got two fakes. Well, which leads me to believe that I'm wondering. Okay. Then he turns. Ooh. Then he turns to direction. F, so it's 3016 facing that way. And that's the wind. And the Romulan is 29 at 2912. So he's already up here and he's facing this way. He's coming down this way. Now the drones, they're right here. At that moment, so just slowly closing in. Oh, and we have phaser fire right here. Next impulse, which is they are six hexes away, 2913 to 2917. Sorry, four hexes away. Boy, I can't. Thankfully, I added this to the client where it tells you the range when you fire. So they're range four and no fire from him. Woo! Nice rolls. 3113154. That's a total weapon damage of 30 points. And dude, he just wipes the shield. And that's it. No reinforcement whatsoever. Was ta
Who's shield?
That would be the Romulans.
Okay.
The Firehawk. Shield number two is now gone. Now, that was all his weapons. When it comes to direct fire weapons, they're all used at this point. Used up all four of the 360 phaser ones and also the three phaser ones that were facing. So all the phasers, so all the direct fire weapons and his phaser threes all used against the plasma. So now he just has, and he's used up his drone, so he has no other weapons to launch or fire, unless he has a suicide, in which case, what's the point at this moment in time? But, ooh. Okay, wait a
Were there
minute.
four hexes apart, you said?
Okay. Yeah, there were four hexes apart.
And
And what
both at pretty high
happens?
speed.
What's that? I'm sorry.
They're at high speed, so never
Yes.
mind.
Yeah, 26 and 31. And what happens is on impulse 20, the next impulse, the Romulan heads to direction E. So now he's going this way. 20, so 28, 13. So he's now here running away, which obviously he's running away from the drones, which are now, they're still back here to his 28, 13. There, so it's like range five. But the good part of obviously is that now the Romulan has used his one hit bonus, so it will definitely make things easier on the win in that case. My guess is these drones might be the ones that were originally launched, and call for fire and nothing. Oh, looks like Stephen couldn't make up his mind where he wanted to move the drones. End up being 29-16. 29-16, which is right here, versus the Romulan, which is 26-14. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, three hexes. And he's still going direction E, so he's going to be able to keep good range.
Did the wind need any internals?
Well, that's no. The wind hasn't didn't at this point has not gotten any phaser, no direct fire against him yet.
Okay. So plasma didn't hit.
No plasma hit. They're both fake.
Oh, okay.
And
Sorry, I missed that part.
yeah, Raman fires. It got 17 points of damage against shield number three of the win, and only two 12 points. It takes 12 points of damage because he used 5 points of reinforcement. That's good. And then the Raman slows down to speed 20, which is the same speed as the drones. And I'm just going to flip past here until we get to the end of the turn. So they end up okay, they were let's go back to where it was. Oh, well, that's third. I want to be right here. Okay. Which is, we have the win at 21-23, which is right here, going down direction D, directly down. And Julius, the Romulan, is 21-19 here, which is exactly six hexes away. No, four hexes away. Damn, I keep getting that wrong. But he's going direction D also, so he's trailing the win, which is interesting. And got the drones at 2319, so they're 2 hexes away over here. Then they start off. Wind is going speed 31 still, and the Rheinland is going speed 27, which to me means he, if he launches any plat, I got a funny feeling about this. Okay, we'll wait and see. Because to me, it seems like, okay, the wind's definitely going to be flying around the board like a bat out of hell. Which means most probably the Rheinland is going to, because the face, the real possibility that he's going to have to bolt his plasmas, which is not exactly great, but at least it'll get some damage. Okay.
Did the Romulan fire his phasers at the wind at all? Has
Yes.
the wind taken any damage? Yeah.
Yes, 17 points. He just did that.
Yeah, sorry.
This
And
turn
is that
two.
with facing shield?
Yeah, facing shield, which was shield number three.
Okay.
Took
And
17 points
what
of
did the
damage, 5 points of reinforcement by the wind. They hit 12 points of damage against that shield. So there's 12 boxes left.
He got the shield in half, basically. Yeah,
Okay.
he could bolt, but
Come on. Well, to me, it's.
it's going to be a Mitzi attempt.
You probably will want
Is
that.
it 50, it's going to be 50-50.
Well, about to find out, because I know what the end results are when it comes to the SSDs, and there are some internals both to the Romulan and the Wynn. So there's something happens this turn.
Well, that's probably it then.
Yeah, we'll find out. Okay, so. Going to 2731, and he side slips to 2023. He moves to 2020, 2120. So he's coming straight down. He go continues to go straight down. He side slips to be right behind him at range four. And at this point, okay, impulse four. Sorry, yeah, impulse four of turn three. The drones are 2022, sorry, 2220, sorry, 2220, right there, versus the actual Romulan, which is 2221. So he's right there. So he's one hex in front of them. Obviously, he's going to be 27, so they should not catch up. And then the wind. On the next impulse, he actually turns to go direction C. Big surprise. Because he's running out of room. Because he's now 24, 25. He's starting to run out of room here. You don't want to be too close to the wall. So he's now here and turning this direction, which is probably right here. There's something. Oh, that's going to be. Interesting. Do-do-do. Okay, then Julius still runs directly down. Then he's the midterm speech in speed 31, so he matches the it. Okay, that makes things interesting. Of course, the drones are still they're falling behind. They're like two hexes behind. Okay, 21, 24. Yeah. 24, 23 versus 24, 21. So there's two now, it's two hexes range and keeps going. And he's still going directly down. So he's 24, 24, 20, 24, 24, 24, 24, 24. Yeah. So right here. And he. Goes down to 25, 25, while the win is at 26, 28, which is 26, 28, which is all the way down here. One, two, three, four, still range four. So the Ryman's still chasing him. And then the drones. Okay, then what happens is Steve drops tracking on two of the drones, which obviously, what's the next thing that happens?
Launches drones.
Yeah. Launches drones. So 2828 is right here. And the Romulan at this moment in time is 2626. So that's going to be three hexes range. That makes sense. Okay, you got them following and he's approaching. So at this point, where is Julius? Julius is 2727, and they're going to 2827. So you got right here is the Romulan, right? Let me look. I got to make sure I got this right. 2827. So he's right there. Right dead in front of him. So the drones are right off his shield number one at range one. Okay. Right there. Right. He moves. Okay. And then what happens is Julius side slips to get behind the drones. So he was here. Now he went down to here, right? 2728. Yeah, 2720 goes down to here. Well, so the drones are going currently straight up. So they're right there. So drones. And it looks like what happens is the drones head to direction D. So now they're facing directly down in 2827. Kingzilla comments, looks like Moose just squeezed through the prison bars. And what's the next thing that happens? Shooty stuff. It's what Moose puts in the orders. So what does he do? He fires. Ooh, wow. That would be five phaser ones, three phaser threes, and one phaser G using all four pulses at range two at the Romulan. Okay. No fire from the Romulan at range two. This is weird. Again, here the rolls. Oh my lord! The five phaser ones, 1, 1, 4, 2, 5 for total damage to 28 points. Then the phaser threes, 6, 1, 5, 4, 1, 1, 1, 22 more for a total of 50 points of damage against the Romulan, right on shield number 6. 3 points of reinforcement. 17 internals. Looks like a lot of hull. And two phaser threes are gone. His phaser rear extended phaser one is gone. And wow, he hit a battery. Knocked out a Godzilla control, but who cares about that? But obviously it tells you how much forward hull he hit. He hit a lot of forward hull. That's the only way you can get battery, is you have to get through all that forward hull. So, wow. Yeah, oh yeah. Which is good.
Did any torps?
No, no torps. Just three phaser threes. Sorry, three phasers. Two phaser threes and one phaser one. You know, on a 10, a 3, and a 4. So there was not a single 11 in all of those.
Or a pair of threes.
Kingzilla said, "Moose, I think you should name your ship the Ferret." So Interesting. Okay, so next move is that Wynn goes to 30-26. So he 30-26, which would be right here. That's 30-26. And he's going direction B. So he's facing this direction. Ah. So that point. Yeah. And then Julius is at 28-28 C, which is down here. And then going on to the next impulse, you got 28-28 here is where the drones move, and he moves to 29-29. So now the drones are directly behind the Romulan. That's a big surprise because the Romulan is going speed 31. So it looks like the Romulan just got past them. Okay, and then a couple, impulse 17. We're not going to get to a monster this time.
Aw.
That's fine. Okay, Wynn is going up 31-24, going straight up now. He was B, now he's going straight up. And also, Romulan turned, so he's 31-28. 31, which is 28 right here. So he turned to direction B. And a call for fire. And dun, 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 we have three bolts. Two plasma S's and one plasma F bolting at range 4. The S's roll a 1 and 1, so they get 30 points of damage. The F rolls a 5, which is so he whiffs on the F bolt. Yeah, I figured this was going to happen just because of Steven was keeping up the speed. He was not getting cornered at all. He was maneuvering quite well to stay out of the corner. And so that there, you can't launch plasma where you're not going to hit. So,
well, you can. It's just pointless.
Yeah.
It uses up your potential. So, yeah.
Local Zitting is sleeping at the moment. Oh. So, and da-da-da, one internal. Okay, it was 30 points of damage against shield number 4. Big surprise. 5 points of reinforcement. Blows down the shield. Gets one internal. And it is a center hull. Oh, so awful. Okay.
But he still got in a little bit.
Yep. And looks like the Romulan goes for the Mizzia. The next impulse.
Bolt the F and fire some phasers.
No, he already bolted the F that was in arc. The other F is not in arc.
Gotcha.
Because the plasma, that's his our fire, FH.
Okay. But he fires his phasers in.
Now, on next impulse, he fires the two phasers, forward extended phasers. And again, it's range 4. Let me see. Wynn went up, went sidestep away to 30-23, and let me just check. I'm pretty sure this is the case before I announce it, which is okay. It goes from 31-28 to 31-27. So direction B. So we side slips directly up, maintaining a range 4. Dun, 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 and then fires two phaser ones, rolls a 3 and a 5, range 4 for 7 more internals. That kills one left warp, one right warp. Wow. Two control. Exilic control and emergency bridge.
That could be bad eventually.
Oh, eventually. Yeah. Oh, agreed there.
Especially for the pig.
Yeah, the worst is for, I think, the Orion. Orion doesn't have that many control spaces.
Yeah, well, neither does this thing.
Yeah, and it lost a Phaser 3, which is the rear extended Phaser 3, which is definitely the one I would take. Yep. And the drones still are chasing him all over the freaking board. Okay, Julius is still going direction side slip direction B. Looks like there's no more fire in post 23. By that time, wind is at 28.19. 28.19 right here. It looks like it probably moves. Yeah, I think at this point it's going to be, I think next impulse he's going to, yeah, next impulse he turns to direction B. And with him going there, Julius changes to facing A, so he's going strictly up. And with the drones behind him, looks like two of them are from the earlier launch, are like almost right behind him, like range one, and the other two are like, range five at this point.
I have a suspicion they're probably not going to catch him.
I agree there. And he's 33, 23. So he is right here. This is where the Ronin ends up being with the wind being right here. So still like close range, like range four. Tough part is now that the wind has shield number four down, that's going to make things a little harder for him. But the good thing is that it forced the Romulan to bolt his plasmas. Da-da-da. Okay, wind keeps moving up this direction. 31.19. So he's by this. Impulse 26, he's all the way up here. So he's been side-slipping towards the Romulan.
And then, he's going to go for that tractor if he can get it.
Yeah, and now the Romulan actually slowed down to speed 20.
So and, he'll maintain parity with those drones.
Yeah, the drones are, let me look. Basically, the two that are the beginning, the first, last turn it was launched, are one hex away, directly off his shield number four. And then you have the other two, which look like they're like five hexes away again. 30, 23. So this one's, these are down here at 30, 23. And the Romulan is actually all the way up at 32.20 all the way up here. So, oh, and then what happens? The Romulan actually launches the other plasma F.
Yep, he's going to make the wind eat it if he wants to follow him.
Yep. So, and at this, okay. Impulse 27, you have, okay, this is 28, which is plasma is at 32.18, which is right here with the box, the win, 32.17, which is right here. So one hex away. With the Romulan being two hexes away.
Is it on his number four shield?
Number one. Shield number three, I think? Let me look.
Three. Okay.
Yeah, because he's still going direction B. The wind's going direction B. Okay. So it'd be off of shield number three. where he still has half a shield.
Right, got it.
Then the drones move. Da, da, da. And then the Ronin thinks. Going on to impulse 31. And that is, again, the wind is at 33.16, which is all the way up here. And the plasma is right here, right? 33.17. Let me look. Yeah, 33.17B. So still off the shield number 3. With the Romulan being, okay, he didn't move, so he's still back here, 32.18, back here. So the they'll have those drones following him. Okay, this is, yeah, that's where it ends. Okay. And at the very end of the turn, okay, it looks like he lets it, the last impulse, then ta-da, looks like the Torp hits him for 15, shield number 3, gets 3 internals, takes out a drone rack and two warp.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, the drone rack's gone.
He lost 4 warp.
Yep.
Overall.
And
a drone rack.
And a drone rack, which hurt.
That does hurt. But yeah. But okay. Also, he lost 2 shields.
Yes.
So that could come back to haunt them big time.
Yeah, especially because currently it's facing the Romulan. This is where it ends, right here. You've got the drones at range 3 on the Romulan. You got this other 2 at range 1, sorry, right off of the Romulan shield number 5, and then you have the Wynn. Now, the Wynn, this is what it looks like. One drone rack, 1 phaser 3, and 4 warp. Obviously, he can still go speed 31. He still has the power to go speed 31.
Right, but still.
Oh, understood.
He got a down shield to his opponent. I predict some phaser 1s on impulse 1.
Yeah, because the problem is what he's going to have to do is he's going to have to, in my mind, turn this way. And, oh, geez. Yeah, he's going to keep the speed up.
Well, now the Romulan has basically blown all his plasmas.
Yep, they're all gone. But still, a very effective phaser boat. Now, okay, let's show the Romulan. Here's the Romulan. The Romulan has 2 down shields. Shield number 2 and shield number 6. Okay. So, at the moment, he's got shield number 3. It's facing the wind. And, of course, he's down 2 warp. The 2 phaser 3s and the phaser 1. And all his forward hull are gone and 1 battery is gone. Now, the question is, for me is, what is he going to repair, if anything? I'm thinking he might repair the battery. At least that's what I would do. Or will he? Because I don't think he'll want to waste his repair on a phaser at this moment in time. He might. We'll just have to wait and see for this game to continue on. Obviously, the tough part for Steve is that he's got 2 down shields facing his opponent. And if he keeps going this direction, he's going to have those 2 down shields facing his opponent for a good while. And given that, let me just do a quick look at opponent status when it comes to weapons.
How many phasers can he fire on impulse 1?
That's what I was about to look at. Looks like they're all available. Yeah. All of the Phasers are available since they fired early in the turn. So he's got the ones that are in arc. Let's see, one, two, three? Yeah. Three phaser ones are available to fire on him.
Now, is the Romulan have an up shield
phaser? Yes.
Ha, 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 ha.
See, shield number three here. They're they're facing each other's shield number three. The wind, his shield is down.
Phaser wants, you can pump in there.
Yeah. Now, the question, here comes the question. Now, let's go back to Steven. Steven has, at this moment in time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 5 phaser ones that face the Romulan. Mm-hmm. So, given that,
he's probably going to dump them all.
Well, yeah. Will he do that? And of course, the big issue there is going to be that the Romulan can actually reinforce shield number three.
But if he does so, then he's going to be slowing down.
True.
And there are drones on the board, so
yeah, but
that's not a great idea.
Yeah, but he only has to go speed 20 to keep up with the drones.
Yeah. The
problem is obviously the problem is he might have to go a little faster than speed 20, like 24. I don't like 20. 21 is a sucky speed when it comes against 20 speed drones.
Wasn't there like one little spot where there's a glitch in the thing and it could get nailed?
Yes, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I know there is.
I suspect that Steven's going to dump off some phaser threes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's either going to fire everything or a smattering to absorb the damage.
Yeah. Agreed.
He's not going to want to have unfired weapons.
Oh,
and if he fires everything, he could down a shield at that range. You know, and that's not a primary forward shield he's on. It's a secondary shield. So I think he'll probably dump them all in one shot because the problem is the Romulan's probably going to run away at this point.
Right, he's going to keep that.
He's going to pump all his phasers in and run to begin the slow process of rearmament.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't be totally surprised if he runs away after he fires, he does a cloak and then a speed change to go down in speed after he's cloaked.
Hmm.
Once he's cloaked, those drones go away.
Agreed. That's a good point.
And he could use powered repairs to start fixing his down shields.
Right. Oh, I definitely would think about that. You know, so this, at least get one box on each side.
Now that assumes that he might put. If I was him, I would seriously consider putting several points into tractor just for anti-tractor because they are at range three, it looks like. Or are they at range four?
They're range three.
Yeah. Because one tractor successful by the wind could be really bad for that Romulan right now. Because then he'll have to put his phasers to kill drones, and then he's got three other drones that are going to be coming after him. Once those are gone, so it's a tough spot, and I think the Romulan's probably going to be looking at not wanting to get tractored, because remember in that other fight there was a ranged tractor attack. One outside of range one.
Yeah. Right.
Made the difference.
Yeah. That was range two, though.
Was that against you?
No.
That was against the other guy.
Yeah, it was Orion.
Yeah, I can't remember it now. Yeah. But yeah. It was the difference between winning and losing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's in the position where he could get tractored, and if he gets tractored, he's going to be hurting. He'll be losing shields or spending his phasers on drones and being stuck at point-blank range with more drones coming in after that.
Yeah.
But there's a really good chance that he's going to put some points in anti-tractor, maintain his speed, because the way they're pointed, the wind would have to basically head to maintain or close the range, which is dangerous for the wind.
Wow, that would be an interesting thing to try.
Yeah, I've seen you do it and succeed. But on the other hand, if he does hit, there's still a delay.
Yeah.
Before he could tractor.
Right. Agreed. But I was thinking about.
There's no speed problem with him cloaking.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, yeah, he goes. He throws the points in to prevent tractor with having his batteries available to reinforce that. Throws the points in for firing his phasers, charging his weapons, keeping his speed up but doing a change down. Fires off all his phasers through that down shield. And the only way that can really be stopped is general reinforcement.
Yeah.
Does a Mitzia attack on the win and then cloaks, and when he cloaks he does the mid turn down, and that allows him, you know, first turn of rearming the plasmas and maybe fixing, you know, a box in each of those down shields for for later.
Yeah, okay.
And I would use the powered fixing for the shields and not the damage.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't use the CDR and waste that on the shields.
But that CDR, I would say that phaser one right there as a phaser two or as a phaser one, because he might spend two turns cloaked rearming. I could see him doing that.
I'd see him doing it for one turn, because at that point he can you know, dump the drones, and then he can then keep then they can uncloak and keep the speed up.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about
one turn he could do too. It doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
Because really, if he's got those two really weak shields, he's not gonna wanna uncloak until he's gonna have weapons ready.
Yeah, but you're gonna wanna have the speed.
Yeah,
because the less speed you have, the more possibility that the wind's gonna be able to close in on you.
Right.
But remember, you're still flying in the fishbowl.
Yeah. But on the other hand, he could also go like speed 16 for that second turn, which gives him the option of going speed 31 if he could manage it the next time.
No, he can't. It's illegal.
He can't. So.
His max speed is speed 29.
So, but anyway, he could go speed 15.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Or even speed 14, because the extra point could come from impulse.
True. But but the one crazy idea I had, and I just thought about it, and I don't think it would work, which is this is one of those insane ideas.
Go for it.
The insane idea is the wind goes, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put all my power into tractor. Mm-hmm. Tractor him. And then that means the only thing he can do is use his phasers to knock down the drones that are currently there. Then launch another wave of three drones towards him. Mm-hmm. And he'll take that damage and then see how it is. Because right now he's got six drones on the board. There are four phaser ones. So there's four almost automatic kills. probably for the ones that are aboard, I'm willing to bet they're killed. They're all killed. Mm-hmm. And then you've got two phaser threes. Now the big question is:
remember, he can try to ID them using his control.
Right. But the point is that the phaser threes aren't guaranteed kills.
Right.
So
unless you two on one.
Mm-hmm. So we're best case scenario for the Romulan if he gets tractored. I'm not saying he's gonna get tractored, but this is one of those crazy ideas because of let's say that he puts 4 points, you know, into his batteries, recharges the batteries. Maybe he puts 2 points of tractor to tractor the local drones. So he has 6 points in the tractor. That means have the win put like 24, like somewhere around 21 to 24 points of power in the tractors, or maybe just, you know, 21 and just use a battery for the extra. And if he can tractor him, he can definitely hit him with at least three drones. Now, that means he can definitely get down, knock down one shield and get internals. Now, is this a killing blow? No. That's the problem.
That is the big problem.
Because now you're dead in the water.
Well, here's another thought on this. If he does that, let's say that the Romulan doesn't use all of his reserve power to try and fight it. He could say, okay. And he could use his tractors against the drones because they're both the same size class.
Right.
So he could tractor two of those drones. Which kind of like negates some of that.
Correct. That is the question, is how willing is the Romulan in letting himself get tractored in that scenario? Is he going to look at his power and go, if he's trying to tractor me at range three, he's got a lot of power in there.
Yeah, but can the with reserve power accounted for it? Assuming that he has to put all the power back in his batteries, I forget if you said he used his batteries up or not.
I'm one of the dollars to donuts he has, because I saw.
You have the access to the thing to see him.
Well, I could probably, if I want to, I could probably look at his EA, but I'm not about to do that.
Does he have enough power that he could say, okay, I'm throwing 10 points in battery and I can still run away?
Well, 4 points in battery.
Tractors.
6 points in the runway.
Or
yes.
Even
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If he could throw 8 points into tractors, then that's not going to work.
Right. Doug, here's the question. Will he think about it? Will he think about that it's an option for the win?
Yeah, I think he might.
Well,
the question is, how much power does the wind put into it?
Right. And it does. And
the wind still has to pay for his housekeeping.
Right. And Doug, more. And
if he fails or he gets Mitzi'd off.
Right. Oh, understood. But see, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Is the question is, what is the wind going to do?
Crazy of an idea. It's actually an incredibly valid tactic.
Oh, agreed. But the like most tactics, the key one is doing a tactic that works that your opponent had never conceived.
Well, I guess we'll find out because yep. That's up to the two players.
And the question is, are the players actually listening to this podcast? Which my guess, dollars to donuts, they're not.
Well, hopefully not, because I wouldn't want to kibitz it for either side. Sorry.
It's a public forum, you know. Now, yeah. As I said, up until the very end here, we've just been watching the game and reviewing it and going over it. What's been
now,
happening?
How long ago was long ago was that last turn done on?
You mean when did the last play?
Yeah.
Friday. It's been like a week.
Last Friday?
Mm-hmm. And I've been looking at the discussion board, and there has been no announcement about the next one. I'm hoping they'll do a repeat session this, you know, tomorrow. That would be perfect.
Yeah. So because like I said, we'll find out when they actually do it. Because I mean, if I was the Romulan, I would be really concerned about that tractor attempt.
Yeah, but
because it's a winning tactic.
Oh, understood. But here's the gotcha, Doug. And you have to be honest. Before I mention it, did you think about it?
Yeah, when I saw it's at range 3, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the power that the wind has, yeah. And also, it's something that's happened in one of his games,
mm-hmm.
where he reached out and tractored somebody else for the win, and he did it at range.
Yep.
It wasn't a range 1 tractor.
Yeah, true. And that is the main tactic.
Going, if there's 6 drones on the board and he gets tractored, you know, he's going to eat at least 1 or 2. You
know, yeah, and for
barring use of his own tractors against the drones.
Mm-hmm, understood. And the thing is, for the win, that's a normal tactic, you know, is tractoring.
But the other side of all this is, he has the drones on the board now. When those drones are resolved against the tractor target, he can launch another wave of drones.
Right.
And those could be the big boys. If he exchanged any.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
So, I mean, I'm not going to assume that he did, but because he may have gone for the idea of having additional waves versus the big punch.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really the player's choice.
True.
And you're probably right. He probably did.
Yeah, because
it's good to have those in reserve.
Right, and you want to catch the guy off guard.
Yeah, well, that's the key point, and that's a question we can't answer unless they're both listening, or either of them are listening right now, and yeah, and you won't know that until they fight the rest out.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And as far as that goes, it's like, yeah, we could discuss what they could do, but right. Then there's going to be, what do they actually do?
Oh, agreed. And I think it's to both of us, it's obvious that the Romulan's going to run away. That
There's no reason to try to knife fight right now beyond one shot and running away.
Right, exactly. He doing that the full blast, you know, with the phasers. Facing the wind, blasting him hard, and running like a bat out of hell. Yeah, that would be the tactic, and possibly put some points in the tractor to defend against a tractor. Now the question is, how much do you want to put into that?
Mm-hmm. That is the question, because you know the wind could star castle, and it's probably in his best interest to star castle if he's going to try and tackle.
Right.
He's not going to try and move.
Right, because here's the benefit that if the wind is able to tractor the Romulan, the benefit, the Romulan is not going... Do you think the Romulan is actually going to use his phasers to try to do internals in the desperate hope that he's going to get the tractor beams?
Yeah, fire them all on impulse.
Doug,
one, actually.
Doug, or is he going to use those phasers to knock down the The drones that are going to be coming in.
Oh, yeah. The choice factor there, if he's tractored, is, yeah, he's going to use them against drones probably.
Exactly. So that's one way to save himself getting internals. If he can tractor the Romulan.
Yeah.
Forces him not to fire. Even though he's got a down shield facing him. So, to me,
but he's just, at that point, though, the Romulan should concede because he's just delaying the inevitable.
Right. Well, I'm not sure.
If he can't get out of a tractor on that turn, if he's tractored an Impulse 1 and he magically destroys all six drones that are on the board, and Steven launches two 24-point drones and a 12-point drone, that's going to be kind of a match ender.
True.
If he can't do anything about them.
That is true. Though, if he's able... Okay, here's the thing. If the Romulan's able to knock out all the six drones using phasers, because it is possible... Then he still has some power for a tractor that he saved up. Then he could stop the two of the drones of the flight of three from the wind. Now that situation is tough. That's but if he can pull that off.
Well, here's the other side of that too, is that when that happens, if that happens, Steve is going to start launching shuttles.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the turn, he'll have an extra either two phaser threes and two suicide shuttles going after the Romulan while he's tractor going really slow. Or he's going to have, you know, X number of additional phaser threes out there.
Right.
And he's probably going to take that number three shield down with phasers.
Mm.
And then start mitzying his opponent.
Right.
So, I think it's a game ender if he's tractored and kept in place, even if he kills the entire set of drones that are out there right now.
Right, which means that he's going to have to put quite a bit of power into tractors.
Doesn't mean that it's hopeless.
No.
And it doesn't mean that... It
doesn't mean the wind's going to do it either.
A simple rock, paper, scissors train of thought on the part of the two players. Does Steven go for the tractor? Does he think that his opponent is going to reinforce against it? If he thinks his opponent's not going to prep for it, he'll probably tractor him.
Right.
If he and he'll star castle so he can put it up shield towards his opponent as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So,
well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
We can speculate and ruminate it all we want, but until the game is finished playing, we won't know.
Yeah, until you see him do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it's getting late. We need to wrap it up for the evening. We didn't get to talk about monsters, but we'll do that next time. So now time for your plug.
Gamer's a winner. Or Gamer's a summer, I should say. hey, guess what? My birthday is not on Saturday. For some reason, I thought it was. I don't know why, but it's on Friday. So, but we're still going to have the dessert contest on Saturday, goddammit.
Oh, okay.
And so if those of you who wish to have too much blood sugar, there will probably be some entries into that. And if you would like to, please send me what you want to do for your schedule, because like I mentioned earlier, outside of this, is that there was somebody else that lives in the area that I may have played SFB with 30 years ago that was inquiring about SFB at the event. So if you want to send me a schedule, I'll throw it up there for you instead of just saying to be announced.
Understood. We'll do. We'll do.
So if you have a particular thing you want to do, let me know and I'll put it up. Sooner the better. I mean, we know this far out. I would love to take advantage of that.
True.
So if this becomes our new permanent home for the event, you know, I mean, they're 6 months apart now. Roughly. So. But that was all I had for that.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Did the Zinni wake up and go for it and cause havoc and chaos?
He's not, no, not quite yet, but he's still around and he's probably waiting for me to give him his TREATs. So.
Yeah, mine's napping behind me.
Oh. Obviously, this ran a little long, so my lighting went out.
Well,
it's on a timer. Basically, I have a monitor right here for another computer using that as my backlight.
Ah, gotcha.
So. Bam. Okay, well, Doug, you have a good night.
Thanks. See you Saturday.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yep. Okay, bye. So, we didn't actually get around to the plan, which was for the monster, and definitely took me longer to go through the game than I had expected. I think if I would have, I'm not sure if I would have had the game board and have the actual turns set up so I could actually play them for you, if it would have gone any faster, because obviously the great benefit for me doing it the way I did it was that I think the listeners on the podcast would have a better idea of where things were. If they got one to get out of the map and seeing which way that, you know, how it was, what it looked like, have a better idea. Obviously the video is not going to show all that great of a picture of it. I show you by pointing the mouse to it, but that's about it. But at least, you know, it gives you a better idea of what there. It looks like it's going to be a very close game. We'll just have to wait and see how it all turns out. So with that, I am Paul Franz, and I bid you a good night.